Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. Number to do that, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And we're talking about vaccinated people possibly being, quote, potential time bombs, because they're walking around with these largely untested things in them, and we don't know what these things are really doing. We just sort of have to trust the scientists and the government who is telling us that, hey, these things are totally fine, don't be worried about it. I kind of have a hard time trusting the government in the first place, but I've never been a fan of these grand, huge social experiments that are that humans seem to undertake sometimes without giving any thought whatsoever to the possible ramifications of them, such as, you know, pumping chickens and cows and stuff full of hormones, not having any idea what sort of impact that was going to have in the long term, and not to mention the antibiotics. And now we have a much better idea 40 years later. Keep in mind that this whole notion of pumping cattle and poultry full of hormones and antibiotics was totally backed by science. It was, this is the way to go. This is going to keep everyone safe. We gave no thought to what possible long-term consequences there would be. We did the same thing with automobiles. Oh, look, gasoline, we can burn it. We have these vehicles now. It's so great. Gave no thought to the fact that we were pumping tens of billions of gallons of carcinogens into the atmosphere every single decade. And we're looking now going, why is the cancer rate going up? Well, gee, I don't know. Maybe it's the carcinogens we're pumping into the atmosphere constantly.
But somebody's pockets were getting fat, so they didn't really care.
Yeah, and we have the same thing here, which, oh, this is totally backed by science. It's a great idea. Everything's going to be fine. What long-term consequences could this have? We don't know. I'm not saying they're destined to be bad, but we have no idea what long-term consequences they could have.
And just because of that, it's crazy and scary to me that so many people just lined right up and signed up. Like, I thought that there would be a lot more resistance. Like, hey, we need testing before we decide to do this. But no, people were really that scared of a cold.
So it's funny that you say that, because I was shopping in our local grocery store, Hannaford, and I had my 3-year-old with me, and we don't wear masks. And this older man, he had long gray hair, it was kind of slick back. He said, I'm so proud of you. You should be so proud of your mom for not having a mask. And then he looked at me and he said, it's coming. We're fighting back. And he said, do you know what this thing is for? And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, this whole thing is to see how many people will follow the rules and how many, you know, people they're going to have resisting when the government actually cracks down. And he held up this real fancy military watch, and he's like, and I'm on board, and we're invading some bay in Washington, and it's coming down. Yeah, I'm kidding you not.
At Keene Hannaford?
At the Keene Hannaford. And he was like, you just stay strong, because, you know, your mom's doing good by you. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And, but, you know, it's not, it, whatever he said is happening is because the government wants to know who they can control and who they can't.
Yeah, I think that that's a more scary instead of a more inspiring way to look at it, because, like, if you think about it, there are these cameras everywhere in all these stores that can facial recognize you, and you're the only one without a mask, so you're getting recognized as an anti-masker, and that just kind of scares me, but also doesn't scare me enough to wear a muzzle on my face, unless I have to.
Well, I know that the places I go, people know my face now, and they don't even offer. And I'm not rude, but, you know, they're just like, no, that's a hopeless one. We're just going to keep moving on.
Mm.
So back to the article. It says, modern science, if we dare even call it that, wants you to believe that you have no immune system at all and that your body must be hijacked by mRNA vaccines in order to function. This is a gigantic, dangerous lie and is repeated by nearly every media outlet, medical journal, and medical authority around the world. It's the vaccinated people that are the most dangerous to society and the most likely to infect others with the super strains, which are already demonstrating complete immunity to existing vaccines. The vaccines, in other words, have already been rendered largely obsolete. It's only the innate human human immune system that can handle the rapid mutations and defeat them in a few hours rather than waiting for the 10-plus months for the vaccine industry to roll out another COVID booster shot. Do they already have boosters?
The idea is that they will have to, because the coronavirus, the novel coronavirus, just like any other cold, mutates so quickly that a vaccine against it is impossible. That's why we've never had a vaccine against the common cold.
Because it changes.
It changes too quickly, and it's pointless to try to vaccinate against it. The distinction with COVID-19, as I understand it, is that the vaccine targets the proteins that create the spikiness around the cells that are, or not the cells, around the virus that are, as far as I'm aware, distinct to COVID-19. So it teaches your body what to do when it runs into that particular spiky protein. And that is, you know, kill it or whatever. So as long as COVID-19 continues to have, in whatever variants, those little spiky proteins, presumably the vaccine would continue to be effective against them.
Okay, now how likely is it that if you have COVID or you have had COVID that you will get it again?
I'm told it's not impossible, but I don't know.
Okay.
I've been hearing the same thing. Like, it's not impossible, but it's really rare. Like, I got it in October and I haven't had it again. I have a friend who got it in April and hasn't had it again.
So the only reason I ask is because wouldn't it make sense for us to just get it out of the way and move on so that it could stop spreading and stop having to spend so much money on these vaccines?
I mean, that's always been my take on it, you know, that it would make a lot more sense if we just went ahead and got COVID-19 and got it over with. That's the whole concept of herd immunity, right?
So the next one who gets it in the studio, I'm just going to go over and let him lick the side of my face or something. And hey, can you hear you? Have a dose.
Maybe you've had it and you just didn't notice because you have a healthy immune system and you work out.
I hope that's the case because they say that you can control it with the diet and food, nutrition, sleep.
The only issue I had was being exhausted and sore for a day, but given everything I had going on at the time, that's not terribly unusual.
Because you don't sleep and you constantly go.
Yeah, so it wasn't that out of the ordinary. However,
how long did you, like, stop? Did you stop?
I did. I got off work early at 10 o'clock at night, and I went home, and I literally just sat on my couch watching YouTube for the rest of the night.
And that was the only night?
Yeah.
You slept, and then you got back up, and you were like, okay, let's go, keep going.
Yes, I felt significantly better the next day. And the only problem that lasted anywhere longer than that is the lack of sense of smell or taste. Like, I know my cats only eat wet food, per my vet's instructions. I know what cat food smells like, and it smells horrible.
Yeah.
But I can put my nose inside one of these cans and not smell it.
Right now?
Yeah. Still, to this day. I wouldn't put my nose inside the can, but yes.
But when you open that can, like, it's there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're like, ugh.
Everyone knows that smell, and it's potent, and I can't smell it.
All of my animals come running.
Yes.
Then yours is lasting longer than anyone I know who's had COVID.
4 weeks seems to be the average, and I think we're at about the four-week mark.
How long did you not have your smell?
I didn't have my smell for like a week and a half, and it was like the last like half of the week was like it was I could finally smell slash taste a little bit again. It was just slowly coming back, and that was so frustrating.
That's where I'm at. I think I ate Indian last night. Maybe it was Monday. I don't remember exactly what day, but I didn't taste the Indian. However, I burped later, and I did taste the burp.
Oh, wow. There it is.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God, I tasted
it. Welcome back.
And there was a day at work where I popped up with some onions. I was like, oh, my God, I can smell that.
I wipe it on my hands. So I could.
Yeah, but it's so rare. It's like, and it's not like my sense of smell is slowly coming back. It's just like, just suddenly it'll be there, and then it won't be again.
Well,
so far, I have yet to be able to taste anything again while eating, and that's the part that really sucks because it drives my appetite just way down. I stopped for lunch today, and I realized that I ate almost two full paninis from a Dutch restaurant here, and that's a lot of food for me to eat in one sitting. I had no idea I was that hungry because so many of the signals that my body should be receiving, it just isn't getting.
Is your stomach still growling, like things like that?
I'm starving right now. I'm aware right now that I'm hungry, but I wasn't earlier.
Yeah.
And apparently I was freaking starving. So it's all a very weird thing. And I, think that's going to go away when I can taste food again. But this, I have the same issue with cigarettes, where I want another cigarette right now simply because I don't smell or
taste
the cigarette that I just smoked. No.
Oh, my God, that's bad.
Yeah, and I can't feel it for some reason. You know, you can feel the cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
I can't.
Wow.
So I never feel like I actually smoked a cigarette. 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. Not very many callers tonight. I wonder if our hair discussion chased them
our
away.
Our blonde hair discussion.
It wasn't really a hair discussion until we started talking about our own personal experiences. Then it did sort of become a hair discussion. But we were poking fun at this grotesque gremlin of a woman who decided that being a blonde prostitute is a privilege, and she can't aspire to be paid for her sexual activity because she's not blonde, and it's definitely not because she's a troll.
But, you know, I would still like to hear the opinions of the listeners on what they think of, you know, being blonde, or if they find blonde women more attractive or more privileged, or if they look at blonde women more often.
I've always found brunettes to be more attractive.
I guess it would be personal preference.
It absolutely would be. I can't think of anyone who's like, yeah, just... This is a universally true thing. All people, in fact, the Mythbusters did an episode on this about hair color. They put people in wigs, and it was the same people. They did them in the same makeup every single time, and just different color wigs on them. And what they found was that it was pretty even across the board, and men did not prefer blondes or redheads or brunettes.
Oh, that's
or
good to
anyone
know.
Else. It was just, it varied from person to person.
I bet, like, person to person look better with a certain color, too, because, like, Angie looks like she's supposed to be blonde to me, and I just am not supposed to be blonde. It doesn't look right on me, even though mine was orange.
Now, when you tan, do you burn, or do you actually tan?
I tan, but really slowly. I don't get, like, much redder. I'm pretty much right now as pink as I'll be. Like, I'll burn, and then it'll go away.
I burn for about 3 days, then it turns into a tan, and then I just get progressively darker throughout the summer until mm-hmm. people think I'm like Brazilian or something.
Yeah. I've noticed that you have really dark skin sometimes.
Yeah. And don't know why. That just, like, by the time Fork Fest rolls around, I'm going to be probably at the peak of being dark.
You know, it's funny. Last year, I was mistaken for Aria. As I was
I remember
walking,
that, yeah. Because you're...
Yeah, because I was like, well, Aria has, you know, biceps and is pretty fit, so that's okay, I'll take it.
And y'all are tan. Yeah, I fake tan in the summer, and Ian was like, you don't need to do that, why are you going to do that? And I was like, I'm
you
going to,
tan?
Ian.
Like, tanning bed?
No, I just put it on.
Oh, like the rub-on stuff?
Yeah.
I tried that before, and I was very streaky.
I found one that's really good, and you got to use, like, a mitt. You got to exfoliate a lot. It's a lot to keep up with, so I'm deciding if I'm going to do it this summer. Like, again, it just depends. First of all, if Ian really just doesn't think it's high, like, why would I do it?
Yeah, exactly. He's happy with you just the way you are. Back to this vaccine stuff. They're talking about that there will be vaccine boosters. The vaccine industry will be chasing these variants and mutant strains forever in exactly the same way antibiotics are chasing superbugs in hospital settings. Yet today, the entire world is the super strain factory for the vaccine.
Antibiotics, another example of something that was totally backed by the science, and it was just common sense. When you had surgery, you would get antibiotics, and now we have antibiotic-resistant gonorrhea, syphilis, or whatever it is, staph infections,
yeah.
Basically. All a result of people being prescribed over antibiotics by doctors who knew what they were doing. Remember, you got to remember that when you talk about, oh, you got to listen to the doctors.
But then they say it's a medical practice. They're just practicing medicine.
Yeah, right. Well, they need to get better at it. But that's what they're saying. Now, you just trust the doctors. The doctors are saying we should all wear masks. Yeah.
But then
and 10 years ago, they were saying we should all be taking antibiotics.
And Germex is like the same thing as antibiotics. I mean, obviously, it's a different thing, but antibiotics, they make these superbugs by just, like, killing most of the germs except the strongest, then the strongest breed or whatever, and get stronger and stronger. That's what Germex is going to do.
It also weakens one's immune system because one's immune system would ordinarily fight off that bacteria and those viruses and stuff like that, and instead they're just being destroyed on one's hands.
Mm-hmm.
I hate hand sanitizer. I've been really against it for like the last year here on Free Talk Live because people overuse it. It's meant to be used after you wash your hands if you're going to use it at all. But if you wash your hands properly, there's no need for the hand sanitizer in the first place. But I'm always reminded of when I went to the King DMV here. And this was pre-COVID. This was like 2.5, maybe 3 years ago. I don't know, remember now exactly how long ago it was. But it was pre-COVID. And this guy who was waiting there, sitting next to the table with the hand sanitizer on it, just every few minutes would reach over there and get himself a dab and rub it. It's just every few minutes.
Oh, my God.
It's not like he did it once before he picked up a pen or after he picked up a pen. He just sat there doing it.
That just sounds...
like a nervous tick or like something he had been trained to do. He was just doing it because there's hand sanitizer. I should have to put it on. Yeah.
That sounds horrible. Like it would make your hands so dry. In the winter here, my hands were so dry.
Oh, mine crack at the sides of the fingernails.
Yeah.
And then if you use hand sanitizer, it burns really bad.
Yeah.
This article goes on, says that Fauci, the NIH, and the CCP needed billions of humans to serve as bioweapon factories in order to accelerate their ultimate genocidal bioweapon. It turns out that Fauci, the NIH, and the CCP didn't actually succeed in building a deadly bioweapon that would wipe out humanity. The weapon they built was SARS-CoV-2. It was intended merely to convince billions of people to take their vaccine that would transform their own bodies into bioweapon factories so that the mutation development could then proceed globally. In this way, the centralized bioweapons vaccine military complex was able to decentralize its bioweapons development program by releasing a relatively mild strain into the wild and following it up with a vaccine to accelerate the super strain adaptations.
You know, that's something I've never thought about before. If this mRNA vaccine does actually modify your genes, and all evidence suggests that it does, even mm-hmm. the CDC says if this modifies your genes, would that not be passed on to your children?
I would imagine so, because
they don't know how it couldn't be.
In young women that take the vaccine, it has something like a bad effect on their fertility for 2 years after they take the vaccine. And I read that in an article somewhere.
The COVID-19 vaccine?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the people, women who are in their fertile years, like late teens and 20s, that they have issues with fertility.
More of these grand experiments.
Where was I at? Oh, goodness. In effect, every human being who has taken the vaccine is now a walking bioweapons factory, churning out super strains and shedding them all over the society with the help of their vaccine passports. As cruise lines, sports arenas, airlines, universities, and other organizations are now announcing vaccinated-only policies, for they will allow to resume normal activities, they are creating perfect storm conditions for spreading the next global killer viral strain, which will be the result of random mutations in a vaccinated person, not deliberate engineering in a genetic lab.
I don't know. It seems like if they wanted to spread this from vaccinated people to unvaccinated people, they would allow unvaccinated people to attend, wouldn't they?
Well, you would think so, but maybe they're trying to spread it, like, if I got my vaccine at a different time than you got your vaccine, and we go to the same thing because we have a vaccine passport, we both might have different strains.
Ah,
so then we can share our nastiness with each other so that maybe we'll die quicker.
I don't know. To me, I'm getting more and more scared now that this means it's a bioweapon against unvaccinated people. So it's just going to kill off all the unvaccinated people. Then we're going to reincarnate in a world where everybody is a normie.
I don't think it's... I think this article is thinking in the right way, but I don't think it's that quite to that point yet. It's certainly something we need to be aware of. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is addressing a joint session of Congress this hour, where he's expected to roll out his American Families Plan, a $1 trillion package for education and child care programs. His speech is being delivered in front of a limited audience due to the pandemic. Just 200 people are in the chamber. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott will deliver the Republican response. And the mayor of Columbus, Ohio, has requested a federal probe into the city's police department. Mayor Andrew Ginther and City Attorney Zach Klein sent a letter to the Justice Department Wednesday asking for an investigation into the practices of the department. Following the death of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant and the department's handling of last summer's protest after the death of George Floyd, which drew heavy criticism. In the letter, Ginther and Klein asked the DOJ to engage in a review of Columbus police operations, identifying any and all racial biases in policing efforts, and coordinate solutions for reform. This is USA Radio News. The Department of Homeland Security has released new guidelines to agents regarding the arrest of illegal immigrants near courthouses. Lance Pry has more.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced new guidelines on Tuesday to limit the arrest of illegal immigrants in or near courthouses. Alejandro said ensuring that individuals have access to the courts advances the fair administration of justice, promotes safety for crime victims, and helps to guarantee equal protection under the law. End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the FBI has executed search warrants at the home and office of former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Agents seized computers and cell phones from the properties. The personal lawyer of former President Donald Trump has been under a federal investigation into his business dealings in Ukraine. Giuliani has said that the investigation is politically motivated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And I received some upsetting news from my attorney today. Ian Freeman's bail hearing has been postponed 1 week until March the 10th. And that sucks because I was really hoping for it to be this May coming Monday and for him to be released. And now we have to wait yet another week.
Did they give a reason?
I didn't. He just told me that it happened. I didn't ask further. But all of this is happening. You need to check it out. It's a big deal. TheCrypto6.com is where you can go to learn about it. Hopefully soon there will be a link to the GoFundMe page that Bonnie actually set up. It's a complicated case. According to our attorneys, I mean, there's no crime whatsoever. And, of course, I've never found that to be a particularly compelling argument because that's what defense attorneys are supposed to say. But it absolutely is the case. There's been no crime here. TheCrypto6.com. Check it out. Do what you can to help because this case, one way or the other, is going to affect cryptocurrency for years to come, decades to come. If you want that ruling to be favorable, check out thecrypto6.com. Anyway, we're talking about vaccinated people and the ticking time bombs, according to this author, they are by carrying around with them this experimental genetic therapy that they are shedding to others.
Says vaccinated people are dangerous to be around. Now, anyone who wants to survive the killer super strain, waves that mutating right now in the bodies of the vaccinated must realize that staying away from vaccinated people may be a matter of life and death. It is the vaccinated who are the most dangerous and therefore given the most access to society. In their own selfishness and scientific ignorance, these willing bioweapons volunteers are helping to carry out the greatest crime against humanity that could ever be imagined, a global plague powered through decentralized, accelerated, adapted genetic shaping that relies on billions of willing volunteers to serve as mutation labs. The scale of this global medical experience of live human subjects puts the entire Nazi regime to shame. When the near-death wave comes, of course, the media will blame the unvaccinated. Even though the unvaccinated aren't being allowed to go anywhere increasingly, it is the vaccinated who will be killing themselves and others, which is why I say they are part of the vaccine suicide cult. That finishes up.
I think it's a bit alarmist, but if it's certainly feasible. And that we live in a world where this is even feasible is kind of scary. I would love to be able to go back to live concerts and all of the things that I loved doing prior to 2020. But even if I was vaccinated, I would not be able to because they still require you to wear a mask and social distance. And I don't know about you, but I've been to several, many, many, many rock concerts, and they require the energy of the crowd in order to be successful performances. If you're socially distanced, you can't rock out, you can't get within 6 feet of each other or take off your mask or show that you're enjoying a moment, then there's the energy there is non-existent.
Nope, they're just going to be masked up holding up their flashlights on their phones. That's going to be it.
Maybe I'll work at, some country or whatever, Western-type concerts, but you're right, it wouldn't work at a rock concert. It would not work at a pop concert. I like to jump with a bunch of other people.
And, even the vaccinated people, life isn't going back to normal for them. Fauci was just on television saying, well, if you're vaccinated and if you're outside by yourself, the risk is minimal, so you don't have to wear a mask. And none of these people, these supposedly logical, scientific thinking people said, wait a minute, if I'm outside by myself, why on earth would I ever have to wear a mask, whether I'm vaccinated or unvaccinated?
Because I could catch it.
Is the wasps flying around me, are they going to give me COVID-19? I just imagine myself sitting on my back porch, like if I was one of these people. Just sitting on my back porch, hanging out before work one day, wearing a mask.
Masking a plastic suit.
No human beings in sight, just me out there in the sun on my back porch, wearing a mask.
And then you'll have your sun line with everything.
Yeah.
Just in between cigarette hits, put it back up.
Yeah, I just can't imagine being so caught up in the propaganda here that one hears a statement like that. Well, if you're outside and you're vaccinated and you're by yourself, then you probably don't need to wear a mask and not go, wait a minute, none of that makes sense.
Thank you for all the common sense words.
Yeah. I mean, if you're vaccinated, you should be able to do whatever you want with people who have COVID-19 and still be protected. That's the point of getting the vaccine.
Maybe secretly the vaccine is weakening the immune system on purpose. So they're like, oh, you don't have it, so you can outrun the vaccine, you can outrun the virus, and you won't get it. But now that Bonnie, who is vaccinated, she's going to die sooner, so we're not going to have to pay for her medical bills when she gets older. We're going to have to pay for you.
It could be something along those lines. I mean, it's hard to say. The governments throughout human history have done some really nefarious things,
mm-hmm.
and the United States government is one of them. Just look at Operation Northwoods or the syphilis experiments in Georgia. I don't remember what they were called. They weren't actually syphilis experiments, but they told people who had syphilis that they were being treated when they were actually being given sugar pills. So it was still pretty messed up, just not as messed up as people seem to think it was.
But they were going out and spreading as people thinking they were being treated.
That's a fair point.
So it's like they were giving it to people.
Presumably, yeah, it's messed up. But the United States government has engaged in all sorts of horrific activity throughout its existence. And I don't think it's at the level of evil yet where it would do something like that. But that level of evil exists. And other governments throughout human history have certainly reached that level of evil.
But just a year ago, when I was thinking about What month is it right now? Yeah, like a year ago when I was thinking about, like, what if they rolled out a vaccine and all of a sudden everybody in the United States was taking this new vaccine or something? No, that wouldn't happen. And I was, like, completely normal to be talking about that they just pumped out this vaccine in a few months and all of everybody, you know, half of everybody you know is taking it.
And then what about the women who are pregnant? When they have the vaccine, like, their baby just dies. Have you seen that?
No. I have not seen that.
Yeah, there have been several cases that are documented to where the women were pregnant or in late-term pregnancy, and within a few days of getting either the first or second vaccine, their baby is no longer viable.
I saw one that was like a reporter lady, and she was pregnant, and she's like a really tall blonde lady, and she was pregnant and took a picture of herself getting the vaccine, and then there was like a post she posted of like, I hate to admit it, my baby died.
Yep.
Sympathy to her. All the more reason not to experiment with one's body while one is pregnant. That seems insane to me. That if you're trying to achieve a thing, and it's an extremely sensitive thing, like, you know, bringing a baby to term, why on earth would you take any vaccine, much less an experimental one?
Well, when I was pregnant with my first kid, I did not know that vaccines could harm you. I didn't know that there was a problem with them. I thought that if my doctor said, hey, Angie, it's time to get this vaccine, I was like, sign me up, put it in me, you know, and I did that with my first child. And then after I did some research, I was like, wait a minute, what am I putting in our bodies? And it wasn't just mine at that point, it was the child as well.
It's shocking what people will do just because a doctor told them to.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And again, it comes right back to that argument of antibiotics. Doctors for years prescribed people antibiotics all the time, and that act directly led to the creation of antibiotic-resistant superbugs. And all of the experts said, yes, you should be describing antibiotics. The people who are saying, hey, this is a bad idea, you're going to create antibiotic-resistant superbugs, were shouted down, called kooks, called unscientific. But they were told, listen to the experts, they were told the science has settled. And now we have antibiotic-resistant superbugs. Anyone who says the science is settled is not peddling science. They are peddling religion, and you should question them and everything they have to say. 603-283-6160. Call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Ladies Night Edition on Free Talk Live provided the discussion of hair and tanning, didn't chase anyone away. Don't know what else people expected. These are things that we are interested in. I see you also do a fair bit of tanning, but you did yours at the beach, right?
I did mine at the ocean, yes.
Yeah, that's better than what I did. I just went into a tanning bed for 10 minutes.
Well, I like the tanning bed, but Michael's like, oh, you cooked your skin today. I'm like, yes, I did.
You
yes,
did. I mean, but, so. You know, I don't have time to just be out in the sun for hours upon hours getting the tan that I want.
Right.
So,
and here, you have to be out there hours upon hours.
Yes, yeah. Because it's not as direct.
No.
I've already thought about that, because by March in Texas, I would start like going outside and tanning, and it just didn't even look like the sun was ready to tan me.
Nope, and then the breeze is blowing, so if you're out there tanning, yeah, and you're like shaking, and you have no thanks.
I want to like just get like a chair and sit in my backyard and in a bikini and get tan, but it doesn't look like it would work, and it's also just usually a little bit cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's also shady in your backyard, isn't it?
Well, you know, somewhere around here.
It's not shady in my backyard, but the issue there is that, one, the sunlight here in New Hampshire, the upper parts of the United States, is very indirect. So it's not as effective as sun tanning in, like, Mississippi. But the issue I have is that I don't enjoy wasps and bees and stuff just constantly buzzing around me. And no, they don't sting me. They tend to leave me alone, but...
You're still jumpy.
Yeah, I don't want them there.
It's scary.
And that's not an issue. I don't want to spend 4 hours out in the sun, shivering in the breeze, with wasps flying around me, when I can just go spend 10 minutes in a tanning bed and achieve exactly the same
thing. And move on with your day.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Would you guys say that around like June it gets better and it's more warm enough to tan?
Yeah, I probably lay out at early June. Yeah, I'll start laying out at my house.
Man, that's so sad.
Yeah, but June is a good month because it's generally not too warm and not too cold. But once it gets to July, it's like 100 degrees here, and it's miserable.
And see, I don't think that it's miserable.
Really?
I think it feels great. When I was surprised at how little we had to run our air conditioners last year. I was like, wow, this is great. And then, like, August is, like, supposed to be, I guess, the hottest month, in my opinion, and I like it.
Maybe it's because there's no shade on my house, but I had to purchase new air conditioners last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I got up to 4. I mean, and it's a large house.
I was going
to
say, your house has levels.
Yeah, but previously, one had done the trick, And then I added a second, and it was still hot. And I added a third, and it was still freaking hot. It also turned out to be that I had a roommate who kept leaving his bedroom door open, which was just letting the sunlight cook his entire bedroom, which seeped into the rest of the house. And that irritated me, but it only happened for like a two-week period before I was like, dude, you've got to get the hell out. But anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, there's a report that came out in the news today. You can find it in several locations by searching the search terms related. Apparently, the state of New Mexico government, specifically the Child Protective Agency in this state known as CYFD, Children, Youth, and Families Department, they have been, in doing their work, they have been using Signal for state correspondence, state communication, is encrypted. Yeah, it's encrypted. And they have then later been deleting their communications, which was, sounds like a very good way to, like as opposed to email, to make it so that the population, the citizens, can't subpoena or IPRA or FOIA their communications and see what has been going on, let alone if as often happens, there is contentious legal actions surrounding the children, parents, the state, as there almost always is, that would prevent anybody in a court case from discovering in discovery any of those communications regarding their child or subpoenaing those materials as evidence. So at least the Attorney General in the state of New Mexico is actually investigating the claims that were made. And but anyway, that's your government work using. I mean, we the people should be using encrypted communications and deleting whatever we feel like. However, our government is supposed to. They've already been directed not to do those things. As we all know, if you are doing in secret things that are supposed to be in public and kept public records of for the purposes of making sure that the population can't find it, that's illegal. So,
well, the government has never liked its secrets to be known.
No.
But it certainly likes to know our secrets.
Yeah, it's interesting to note, too, that when questioned about it, and this is a direct quote from the KANW.org.com article, the agency says, the agency is defending the practice, saying it's a way to protect against cybercrime as more work is done virtually amid the pandemic. So if that's a logical argument, then I guess all government business should all be encrypted and all be deleted, and there should be nothing to look at. That would be, if you follow that logic, that's what all government should be doing, and we shouldn't be able to see anything that they do.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but I don't have to delete all my messages with my boss after work to make sure nobody else ever sees them.
Right, but apparently these guys feel some need to be more secretive than you. I wonder what they're hiding.
Yep.
I don't necessarily want to assume that they're hiding something just because they're using encrypted communications, because too often that argument is thrown at libertarians and anarchists. You know, well, why do you want to use this encrypted service? What are you trying to hide? Well, nothing. I'm just trying to value my privacy. But they are a government agency in the midst of doing work, supposedly for we the people. I don't think they have the justification or they like to stand on
right.
to hide anything.
Yeah, of course they can delete and encrypt their messages, their private messages with their friends and family when they get home. But if, you know, they're supposed to be able to have a record of what they're doing at work, then yeah, then they're obviously hiding something.
Yeah, and remember that, that what they're doing is they're defeating your right. You have a right, you know, if it's your child involved, you have a right to take legal action, to file a legal petition in court. And if these people are destroying evidence so that you can't see it, that damages your right of discovery, to discover materials that support your allegation in court. So these guys are violating your constitutional right to due process directly.
I mean, David, you know as well as I do that the government has never really cared about protecting due process or holding up our rights or making sure that they actually uphold our rights. The law doesn't apply to them, David. They're above the law because they are the gods and the priests that rule over us, and they're the ones who determine what God says is and isn't okay. So anything that they do, because they're the priests, is by definition ordained by their god, the state. So the,
right.
So the law, that's just for you and me, David. That's not for them.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been learned on that one.
I know you have. Your experiences have, I mean, you've called and talked about it repeatedly. I'm mostly surprised to find that, you know, government employees were competent enough to even know how to use Signal.
Well, it's pretty simple to use.
It is, but government employees aren't the brightest bunch out there.
Yeah, but they probably found out about it within cases or you know, true, people that they were investigating.
I would recommend everyone use Signal and Telegram and Wire and other encrypted chat methods for the same reason that I would recommend people keep their bedroom door shut the bedroom window shut when they have sex. What you do is your business, not the world's. And hey, if you want to open those curtains, that's your business too. Don't get me wrong.
Some people get their jollies.
Yeah, but if you want to have any level of privacy, there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean closing my bedroom curtain doesn't mean I'm in there committing a murder. It means I'm enjoying my privacy. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. And this assertion that people have that, oh, well, you only want your privacy from the government because you're doing something wrong, it's absolutely absurd. No, I just value my privacy.
Yeah, and I bet a lot of the people that would say that about people who want their privacy from the government, they're just hiding something. I bet that they probably want privacy from their neighbors, and they want privacy from other regular people.
That's why I always use the window curtain and sex analogy for this, because they understand that, right? They know they shut their window curtains because they're not doing anything wrong. They're just doing something they don't want the entire world to look in on. Okay, well, apply that to other parts of your life.
Some people are too oblivious to shut the curtain or to apply that.
Yes, unfortunately, that is the case. Anyway, it's been Free Talk Live, another episode of She Talk Live coming up next week. Online in the meantime, check us out at freetalklive.com. There's links to all sorts of cool stuff there, like the social at social.freetalklive.com. Thanks for listening. Same time tomorrow.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.